Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister of Religious Affairs hopes Indonesia will be more advanced and prosperous. Air Force radar from France strengthens airspace in Natuna post-Singapore FIR agreement. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail. Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Nasaruddin Umar, invites those who celebrate this year's Chinese New Year to make it as a momentum to improve themselves, strengthen their heart and their commitment to continue to take part and contribute to the development of the country. In a video greeting for Chinese New Year 2576, Kung Cheli, Minister Nasaruddin Umar appreciated the theme of this year's Chinese New Year celebration, straight behavior of leaders will strengthen the heart of all people. According to Nasaruddin, this theme reminds him of the importance of integrity and exemplary.
Kung He Sin Si, Wan Se Ru I, Selamat Tahun Baru Imlek. Kepada umat Konghucu
Gong He Sin Si Wan Shi Ruyi. Happy Chinese New Year. Hopefully many problems can be resolved. I appreciate the theme of this year's National Lunar New Year celebration, namely straight behavior of leaders will strengthen the heart of all people. This theme reminds me of one of President Prabowo's messages, that a fish stings from its head. This theme and message teaches us about the importance of integrity and exemplary behavior, because each of us is a leader and will be held accountable for his leadership. Minister of Religious Nasaruddin Umar also invited the people of Konghucu and other religious communities to practice the teachings of their respective religions. He believes that if religious people practice their religious teachings as well as possible, Indonesia will be more peaceful and prosperous. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiano said the Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Cheli is not just a commemorative celebration. He explained the spirit of togetherness and bring new hope for a better future. Through a video congratulating the Chinese New Year aired by the official YouTube account of the Indonesian Supreme Council of the Konghucu Religion, Minister Sugiano said, with its diversity, Indonesia needs unity for the strength of its national identity.
Indonesia dengan keberagaman suku, agama, dan budaya memerlukan
Indonesia, with its diversity of ethnicity, religion, and culture, needs unity to create a solid national identity. Without unity, the country will be divided and experience instability which can harm all parties. For this reason, maintaining national unity, religious harmony, and living in peace is very important to create harmonious and prosperous conditions in the community. Moreover, the Minister of Foreign Affairs also hopes that the Chinese New Year 2576 will bring peace, prosperity, and happiness to all Indonesian people. He also invited the public to maintain the harmony of tolerance and unity that is the foundation of the strength of the Indonesian nation. Chinese New Year 2576 Kung Cheli is celebrated by Indonesian Confucianists and others on Wednesday, January 29th. You are still with Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Bank Indonesia fully supports the implementation of government programs contained in the Asta Cita. This was conveyed by Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio at the launch of the Indonesian Economic Report 2024, which was followed virtually in Jakarta on Wednesday. Perry Warjio also said Bank Indonesia is preparing for the success of DHESDA.
Bank Indonesia mendukung penuh program-program dalam asta cita
fully support the programs in the government's asta ideals that I mentioned earlier, stability provision of SBN or government securities from the secondary market liquidity injection for credit. The third is food security. The fourth is digitalization. In addition, we prepare for success of DHESDA government regulation, foreign exchange of natural resources export proceeds or DHA, as well as the nutritious food program. Moreover, Perry Warjio convey in supporting Asta Cita, Bank Indonesia also continues to coordinate with relevant ministers. He added the central bank also support food security programs associated with inflation control. Perry also said Bank Indonesia mobilized 46 Bank Indonesia representative offices throughout Indonesia to support the success of food downstream programs. Commander of the National Air Operations Command, Air Marshal Teddy Rizali Hadi, emphasized that the new radar used by Coop Sudnas from France will strengthen the airspace in Natuna, Riau Island, after Indonesia finalizes the Flight Information Region or FIR rearrangement agreement. The new radar replaces radars that have to be replaced. Teddy Rizali Hadi, after the third anniversary ceremony of the National Air Operations Command in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained that the presence of radar made by the Thales company also aims to secure the Indonesian Archipelago Sea Route, which includes the Sunda Strait, Karimata Strait, Java Sea, and Natuna Sea. The FIR agreement with Singapore allows Indonesia to fully regulate airspace with all flight information in the Riau Islands and Natuna regions. Let's come to the next news. Minister of Trade Budi Santoso conveyed Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to strengthen strategic cooperation, including in the fields of trade and investment, one of which is related to the management of the palm oil industry. This cooperation was revealed when Minister Budi accompanied President Prabowo Subianto to meet with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. According to a statement issued by the Minister of Trade on Tuesday, Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's largest producers of palm oil, accounting for 80% of global production. Therefore, the Minister of Trade appreciated Malaysia's support in enhancing cooperation in the palm oil sector. He said the Ministry of Trade is ready to follow up on various efforts to strengthen cooperation in the palm oil sector. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that there was no resistance with sharp weapons from Indonesian citizens who were shot by the Malaysian Maritime Management Agency or APMM officers in Malaysia. According to a written statement from the Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, on Wednesday, the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur has met four Indonesian citizens who were shot and being treated at Serdang Hospital and Klang Hospital in Malaysia on Tuesday. According to Yuda, two of them who have been treated and are in stable conditions have been identified as coming from Riau Province, while the other two have not been able to provide information because they are still in critical conditions after surgery. The two victims whose conditions are stable explained that there was no resistance with sharp weapons from Indonesian passengers against APMM officers. The last news. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Roliansyah Sumirat, conveyed that all military and police personnel serving in the UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO in Democratic Republic Congo are safe. Through a short message in Jakarta on Tuesday, Roliansyah said that all personnel are healthy and safe. He explained that Indonesia currently has 1,051 joint personnel from the military and police personnel serving in the UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO. According to him, the Indonesian government is closely observing the development of the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo with deep concern. The Indonesian government will closely monitor the development of situation on the ground. Armed clashes broke out in the DR Congo, and Turkish Anadolu News Agency reported that M23 rebels on Sunday closed the airspace over Gona on the pretext that coalition forces supporting the Kinshasa regime in Congo were loading bombs at the airport. Well, listener, that's Newsline, read by Ahmad Faisal.